Welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Have a scripture coming from Romans chapter 8 today, verse 6. It says, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace." What does that mean for us today? You see, when we look at the world, we see that the world doesn't have peace. Right now, you can tune into the news and there are so many crazy things that are happening, from earthquakes to, you know, wars and rumors of wars, and so many bad things seem to be happening all throughout the nations. But do not be fooled. In this day and age, this right now is a season of power and glory for the people of God. So as we look around and we see the bad or negative things that are happening, what is it that we can do? The Bible makes very clear, be governed by the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God fill your mind today. You're wondering what to do, how to act, what to say. You know, what should our reactions be? How do we make the right decisions? Our duty is simply not to walk in the flesh, not to walk around, you know, thinking only on the world or our basic physical needs, but to stop and to think about the desires of the Spirit. What is it that the Spirit of God is doing? What is it that He is looking to do or to speak in and through us today? You see, the mind that is governed by the flesh is death. In other words, it's separate from God. It doesn't allow us to walk in peace and to be filled with the life that God calls us to be filled with. But the mind that is governed by the Spirit is life. What is life? It's to be in the will of God. It's to spread His word. It's to live out in the power of the Spirit, the work and the will of God in our lives. And it is peace because it is at peace with God. Our decisions are all influenced by the Spirit. We begin to decide in light of God's will. We begin to speak in light of God's will and simply live and function through the power of the Spirit. How do we come into the Spirit? The Lord Jesus has made a way. For those who trust in Him, those who are born of God, those who are born of the Spirit are also filled with the Spirit of God. May we look to the Lord Jesus today. May we trust that He made a way. May we trust Him, and as we trust Him, we too can receive the very Spirit of the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life. Will you walk not in the flesh today, but will you walk in the Spirit?